Welcome in, quick hitters. Welcome in, Good Emotion Short crew. Well, it's Big Freaky Friday. Week 18 is in the bag. I got some news. You won't believe it. Our best record yet, and it had to come on the back end of the season. Last week, 13-3 on the picks. Can you believe that? It took all year to get our highest win pick total of 13. We said we was going to get it. We finally got it. Better late than never. They say if you're going to go out with a bang. Go out with a bang. We're going to take this at the top. We got wild card week coming up. 6 games on the queue. Let's take it at the top with the Browns and the Texans. Pretty sure everybody know who I'm going with. I'm going with those Texans. This is playoff time. This is wild card round. Everything counts. The small details, the big details, precise execution. Texans are at home, and I am taking them this wild card weekend against the Browns. Finally here. It took a while, but they're here. I have no doubt that they will be ready. Win, lose, or draw. Bring the effort. Nobody won't have anything to say. Steelers and Bills. This one might shock a few. I'm going with the Bills in wild card weekend. Bills at home against the Steelers. Look, I want the Steelers to win. I want the Steelers to win. Something's telling me Bills at home. Steelers being inconsistent all year. Not only that, they're missing Watt. TJ Watt. That's huge on defense. So I just think they're going to come up short. And that's why I'm taking the Bills in wild card weekend. Rams and Lions. This one was semi-tough. But you know what? I got more trust in those Lions at home. They've been more consistent than those Rams. Yeah, Rams are coming back. They're starting to look good. Seem like they're trying to get it together. But I'm thinking them getting it together is just a little bit too late. So I'm taking those Detroit Lions and wild card weekend. Check this one out at the top. Dolphins and Chiefs. You almost can flip a coin. I'm not going to flip a coin. This might shock some people. I'm going with those Dolphins. Reason why? Chiefs been a little inconsistent this season. Dolphins kind of losing games late. But if you look at the whole fold of things, I just believe that these Dolphins, if you want to call it an upset, is going to go to Kansas City and pull that game out where it's high scoring or is it low scoring. I just believe they're going to make enough plays to win it. What's plagued the Kansas City Chiefs all year long has been wide receiver play. Not lining up, not catching the ball, holding penalties. So we're going to see. I just believe they're going to come up short again. It's going to be maybe a call in the game. Something's going to happen to where the Dolphins are going to take control late in this game and going to seal the deal. That's why I'm taking them in wild card weekend. Go with the Dolphins. Packers and Cowboys. Yeah, I talked about this upset. It would be nice. It'd be a lot of spoiled bellies, too, if it was an upset. But unfortunately, I'm going with the Cowboys in this wild card weekend. I just believe they came too far, looking too good, invested too much, to losing a wild card round, first round of the playoffs, however you want to look at it, to the Green Bay Packers when they're in Jerry's world. Too much at stake. I just can't believe that. I want to see it, but I can't believe that that will happen. So I have to go with the Cowboys and wild card weekend. Let's get it done. Or say, hope they don't get it done. But you got my drift. Last one on the queue. Monday night, Eagles and Buccaneers. I'm going with the Eagles. I'm going with the Eagles, of course. No matter how dysfunctional they have been, how terrible of football they've been playing in months, they're playing the Buccaneers. This could be an upset, just as well could be. Buccaneers are at home. They know about the woes of the Eagles. I'm pretty sure they're going to be fired up for this game. They're probably going to try to jump right out of the gate, trying to get a lead, trying to get explosive plays. And if the Eagles are sleepwalking, they can find themselves down early. And the way the Eagles been playing lately, they don't want to play from behind. Offensive line troubles have been arising. Yeah, Jalen Hurts has been put on the ground here lately. Just the whole concept, schemes, everything they got going on in Philadelphia has fell apart. Will they get it together in this wild card round? I'm picking them, but trust me, I'll be biting all the nails off my fingers and my toes watching this game. But I'm taking the Eagles wild card weekend. Gotta stay alive. If not, it will be a damn shame. Those are my picks. 13-3 last week. Y'all mark that down. That was the biggest one this year, win total. Been waiting on it, got it late, but hey, better late than never. We will take it. So what y'all think? These picks look clean? Look like they can win? I think they're pretty clean. It'd be good to go 6-0, wouldn't it? I don't want to break even, though. I think we'll do better than going 500. We might drop one or two on this schedule, but other than that, I feel good about it. So y'all let me know. Or better yet, put your picks out there. Match them up. We'll see. Y'all enjoy this big Friday. Freaky Friday is what we call it. Get her done. Thanks for y'all time. This is Goody Mo Sports Quick Hits. These are my picks for the wild card round. Enjoy. Check it out. Let's see what happens. We out of here. Peace.